Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. Pretty good. Jim Blasingame, we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our new friend to the show, new to you, not new to me, Matt Holt is here. We're going to get Matt back on. He's got more to teach us than we're going to get out of him in one day. Senior VP and executive producer at John Wiley & Sons, the largest business book publisher in the galaxy. We're talking about publishing books. And the different aspects of that, Matt. I do quite a bit of interviews in a year on book publishing. I probably do,
a dozen
at least one a month on some facet of book publishing. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we've added you to our book publishing stable. You had a secret for us. Do you remember?
Well, it's a secret, but it's a not so secret. But it's you know, even the biggest names, biggest business authors out there, they still actively market and promote their book. It's not like they send in a manuscript and, you know, sit on their yacht and collect their money. It's writing the book is difficult, as you know. It takes a lot of time and effort, but that's just the beginning of making a book successful. It's
so
getting out there and letting people.
You can't write a book, get a publisher to publish it, and then wait on your check, folks. The book publisher, I mean, and let me ask you this question. 40 years ago, was it any different, Matt? I mean, did book publishers promote your book for, you know, all the way to the end, even 40, 50 years ago?
I mean, they book publishers do promotion, even still today. But you got to realize that 40 years ago, 20 years ago, the retail brick-and-mortar landscape was so different. You had a myriad of mom and pops. You had Borders around, which people probably haven't heard of Borders or thought of Borders in a long time. That was 500-600 stores that evaporated. Barnes and Noble was bigger then, and so I remember being able to publish a book back in the early 2000s, late 90s, and you'd ship out 15,000-20,000 books of an average book, and today that's just not the case. It's a slow build. It's an online build. And you're lucky if you get into the stores at all.
How much do you think social media has hurt the book reading? I'm not going to say publishing because we're big boys and girls. We're responsible for ourselves. But I'm going to say the book reading part of America. How much do you think is affected that?
Oh, I don't know if it's hurt. I mean, it's another distraction. So, you know, there's a conventional wisdom in publishing. There's a set number of people that are actually readers, and that's been the same number throughout the ages, or at least the last 50 years. I think where it's been interesting is on the impact of the ebook, where the ebook 10, 15 years ago was growing very, very fast. You had
and
dedicated
people were predicting
e-readers.
The end of the printed book, weren't they?
That's another one that the second book off the Gutenberg press was called The End of Publishing. Publishers are a very, very negative bunch. But with ebooks, you had dedicated readers, you had people buying ebooks, you had these early adopters, and then the thought is that maybe tablets came around, and then apps on tablets and TV and games, and it's much more fun for people or interesting for some people to pick up a tablet and play Angry Birds than it is to read a book. Technology is another thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know if it's hurt it as much. It's a distraction. It's just another thing. You know,
I think people are reading everything less of any value, everything that would enrich their minds. I believe that America is spend their time on this inane, the social networks more, and as you say, playing the games, than they are reading things that would enrich their mind, that would enlighten them, that would cause them to have to be better thinkers. I'm really troubled by this, Matt. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's definitely quite possible. And also, people are you know, reading more shorter bits. Yeah. You know, it's the memes, it's the sound bites, it's the people aren't really willing to invest a week or two or days at a time of diving into a subject and really understanding it. They'd rather have it fed to them in a little picture with a little quote on it or a short little bit of information versus really diving into a subject. And that's definitely hurt it.
Do you see this reversing over time? I mean, I see more and more people signing off of social media and doing what, you know, kind of going away from it. They're realizing that it's not substantial, and I think there are a number of things that are going to cause people to move away from social media. What do you think?
I do. I mean, I do think that people, there's this whole issue of what's real and what's not, and I mean, certainly I took Twitter off my phone just because with the political atmosphere and everything else, I just found it to be a kind of a garbage dump of people yelling and screaming and saying nasty things at each other. And there's no, you know, there's no chance to disagree with someone and actually have a civil conversation about why you disagree.
If somebody wants to present their book to Wiley and Sons, how would they do that?
I mean, you can just email us. You can email me at mholt@wiley.com. We'll get you in touch with one of our editors.
M. Holt, folks, that's the gateway right there. M. Holt at Wiley.com. I can't get you any closer than that. So check that out. Hey, Matt, will you come back soon?
Absolutely, anytime.
We've enjoyed having you on the show. Matt Holt, ladies and gentlemen, with John Wiley and Sons. We'll get him back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.